Asking God Questions, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Thursday, April 9th, 2026. The text comes from John 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and put out your hand, and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." It's the kind of question we hear people asking all the time. "Why did God let me get cancer?" our friends ask. "Why did he wait so long to help my husband find a new job? Why did he say yes to this prayer, but not to that one?" Some people are even bolder. They say things like, "When I see Jesus face to face, I'm going to ask him why." It seems to me that if anyone had good reason to ask Jesus a why question, it would be Thomas. Why did Jesus wait so long to clear up Thomas's problem? Why allow Thomas to struggle with unbelief for a whole week before setting him straight? We don't know why Jesus did what he did. Thomas did get the chance to ask him that second Sunday, when he finally saw Jesus alive, face to face. And yet, as far as we know, he didn't ask him anything at all. "My Lord and my God," he said. And that was it. Apparently, just seeing Jesus was enough for him. The questions didn't matter anymore. Thomas was content. And we can be too. Because in the end, we know Jesus, our Lord and God. Does he do things we don't understand? Of course he does. But if we wait and watch and listen long enough, we see that what he does out of love for us. He has a purpose, and that purpose is always to bless and save and keep us. That's why he went to the cross, laying down his life to rescue us from sin and death. That's why he rose from the dead, to give us life with him forever in his Father's kingdom. We pray. Lord Jesus, you are my answer. You are enough for me. Amen.